this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I'm your host, Jody Sweeten.
I'm your other host, Celia Behar.
I feel like sometimes I feel bad, like this whole season I introduce myself first.
You always do. Who cares? Like, what?
I don't know. It's just my anxiety decided to come in today and be like, you're an asshole. So anyway.
I feel like I'm going to win the asshole award today, but, you know.
Ooh. Are we giving out asshole awards?
You guys.
I mean, it is the penultimate episode this week.
It's pretty good.
Which is not just a reference to penises, but it is a very fancy way of saying that this is the second to the last episode of the season.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe.
I can't
like, that's
either.
Why I was like, the whole season you've done this, you asshole.
You guys, I have an asshole story for you. Not about my own asshole or anyone else's, but, you know, I have a story that makes me a big asshole. And you don't know how hard it has been for me to not text you both to tell you it.
Oh.
Or how hard it was for me when it happened to not be like, hang on 1 second, and then text you guys. Because I had to keep my shit together.
Oh.
So first off, let me just say that today is my anniversary with Dustin. We've been together for 2 years.
Holy shit, look at
today.
You.
Yeah.
You feral cat.
Nobody knows how it happens, especially the two of us.
happy anniversary.
Thanks. I'm wearing my love shirt in honor of it because I'm not going to even see him. And honestly, we kept thinking it's tomorrow, but it's today. So then I was like, oh, it's today.
I do that sometimes with Mescal. I always think it's the 15th. I'm like, no, it's the 16th.
Yeah, 22nd because we met the Friday before Thanksgiving, 2 years ago.
Right.
So you guys, I'm such a fucking idiot. Like, this is what happened. I started to tell you this the other night that I was like, wait, I am just.
Oh, that's right. You did.
It.
So
I was like, fuck it.
So I hosted a thing called Your Late Night Show
you
tonight.
Were so
the other
great.
Night.
You were
it was
so
really
great.
Fun. But Celia and Dustin came and Mescal came.
Uh-huh.
It was. Well, no, it wasn't the first time they've met, but like.
No, but they actually like,
they
hung
actually
out.
Hung out and Christine was there. Right. She was my guest and Brandon was there and Brandon and Mescal finally met.
Right.
Like,
and Dustin's known Brandon for like 20 years
right.
or something.
So yeah. Anyway.
So it was a good little, there was like connections of boyfriends and
yeah,
husbands, which
yeah,
was nice.
They were forced to be social
they
together.
They were forced to be social together.
But anyway, what I was saying was you started to tell me this the other night like, and then you stopped yourself. And so I've been like dying.
I did tell BP and he like fell apart laughing.
Oh, yes.
So on Wednesday night, Dustin and I did something. What did we went to like something for his agents. And afterward, we came back and it was late and I had not gone through our YouTube thing. Like I forgot, like I wrote the thing and it was up
right,
and
right,
aired,
right.
But like, honestly, I hadn't watched it, which is rare, but I had just been really busy.
Right, right, right.
So I hadn't watched our YouTube show.
Did we do something stupid?
I did something stupid.
Oh boy.
So it was the.
I'm like, we always do something stupid.
No,
it
was really bad. I never watch these with Dustin. Sometimes he watches them, sometimes he doesn't.
Right.
He tends to like to give me notes after them, and that doesn't go over well for either of us. Let me just say that. Like,
right.
Great, shut up. And so it hit midnight, and we were lying next to each other in bed, and we popped up on YouTube because he subscribes to it.
Okay.
And for some fucking stupid reason, I was like, ooh, can we watch that? I don't know what questions
did you say a bunch of shit about him?
Not about him, exactly. But it was the newlywed game. And it was, what would Celia go to prison for? And you answered.
Killing Willa.
I said dog murder. You guys.
Oh, shit.
You guys. I'm lying.
And I think we even said, we were like, don't worry, Dustin never watches
that's right.
it. So
oh like,
my
like,
God.
Honestly, it goes, like, you're like, she's going to go to jail for killing someone in the drop-off line at school.
Oh, that's right, right.
Over.
Oh, I'm so glad I see.
What's even worse is I said at first, weed. And then after I wrote, or murder. But then I put the, like, you know, arrow pointing in, like, and wrote dog above it. Like, I had to fucking double down on my stupid assholeness. And of course, right away, and I'm like, my head's on his chest. It happens.
You're like,
it's like, what? And I just didn't say anything. And he just goes, oh, dog murder, huh? And I just was like, I fucking lie, right? So I'm like, right away, I'm just go, it's just dogs, any dog, all dogs. It's the, you know, the kids have a dog. And he goes, I've never heard you say or be annoyed with Tank, you know, Jessica.
Right.
And I go, well, I am. I just don't talk to you about it. And I'm like,
you are such an asshole.
Such an asshole. I'm like, Jody's dog, Issa, fuck her. All dogs.
I mean, Issa can be an asshole sometimes.
I've never, like, ever.
But you actually, you're like, you've actually said, I actually really like Issa.
I love Issa. And he's like, And I'm just like,
didn't you say that in the video too? Like, oh, I love Issa or something.
He cut that part out.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
So then I'm just lying there and I just have to like rein it in. Like, I'm just like, whatever, it was a joke. It's funny. And like, we're just like totally fucking quiet because I just don't know what to do with myself. Oh. And he doesn't say anything and I don't say anything. And then of course my go-to is I'm like, well, I'll just fool around with him and see if I can get his mind off of it.
Oh my God.
You guys, I don't care how graphic this is. It's fucking funny. We start fooling around. His hand goes down my pants. And I get the fucking church giggles about the dog so bad that I can't stop fucking laughing.
Oh my God.
And then he starts laughing and like a new YouTube thing comes up and then he's like kind of watching it over my shoulder and I'm like, wait, you're going to keep watching YouTube? Like while we fool around, he was like, is that bad? And I was like,
you're like, let's just stop now.
That's what happened.
Just stop. Don't even make this happen.
And then we just both were laughing and all of a sudden he's like, so should I like take my hand off of your vagina?
Oh, wow.
I was like, yeah, I think
we're done. I think the moment's been ruined.
Yeah. I did apologize to him the next day.
Did you apologize to Willa?
No. I did apologize to him. I was like, listen, I was kidding. I was actually bitching about her before we did the show. I said, I told Jody
about the incident.
The incident,
right.
Which we won't discuss on here.
Right.
But
there was an incident.
Traumatizing.
Right.
And I said, I don't really want to murder Willa. I kind of do. And he was like, oh, I know you're kidding. And I was like, oh my God, thank God. Like, what are you guys? And by the way, I woke up at 3 a.m, still laughing. Like I woke up giggling and was like, picked up my phone to text you both and then was like, fuck it.
I have to save it for the show.
Fuck it. I'm just saying it on the show. He doesn't listen to the podcast.
He
so
does
probably
now.
This episode will be the one that I'm like, let's listen to the show.
Right. Yeah. I haven't listened to it yet. Let's listen. Yeah. Well, that's amazing. And I'm so glad that you shared that with us.
You're welcome.
Sorry, Dustin. I didn't say it, though. I was thinking it, but I didn't say it.
I fucking said it.
But because this is the second to last episode of the season, we have some real fun stories, and they're fan mail, you guys. We are doing an all fan mail episode, so it is stories from our fans and some of the absolutely wild fan mail that we get. And let me tell you, if you thought penultimate sounded dirty, just wait till we come back.
I want to preface that Sabrina put all this together and it took her like 9 years. And
yeah.
We didn't do a fucking thing. I forwarded her emails last night, you know, a gummy in. So she did all the work.
Because Sabrina
does all the work and she's
awesome. Is the backbone of this podcast.
Yeah. But also everybody that we're reading, we will not be saying names. We did get permission. I always ask permission.
Yes.
I write and say. So don't think we're
blowing people's secrets. Yeah. No. We ask permission and we have changed the names to protect all of the innocent.
Next time we have to change my name. me.
Right. I'll be Shmody next time. You can be Shmelia. All right, you guys, we'll be right back.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's better, H-E-L-P. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know that sometimes we get stuck in our own way and we really just need an outside view to push us forward a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, is there something interfering with, you know, your happiness that you need help to know about? Well, that's where BetterHelp comes in. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online.
BetterHelp provides access to a licensed professional therapist securely online, and how it works is so easy.
Once you reach out, the experts at BetterHelp assess your needs. Then they match you with a licensed professional therapist who you can start communicating with in under 48 hours.
One of the best things about BetterHelp is you can log on to your account anytime to contact your therapist and get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. This is pretty awesome because it means that you never have to sit in that waiting room like you do with traditional therapy.
BetterHelp's goal is facilitating great therapeutic matches. But if necessary, it's easy to switch to someone who better suits your needs.
And most importantly, it's more affordable than traditional offline therapy. And because they believe therapy should be accessible to all, BetterHelp offers financial aid.
Yeah. And to get started, all you have to do is visit BetterHelp.com/saythis. That's BetterHelp to join over 2 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with help of an experienced professional.
You deserve to live a happier, more fulfilled life starting today. So BetterHelp is offering a special for Never Thought I'd Say This listeners. Get 10% off of your first month at BetterHelp.com/saythis.
And did you know that so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are actually recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states?
Amazing. Take advantage of this special offer for Never Thought I'd Say This listeners and get 10% off of your first month at BetterHelp.com/saythis.
And we're back with Schmody and Schmilia. I never thought I'd say this. All right, yep. let's get into starting with this email. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first. Okay, we don't know which one she picked, by the way.
I don't know. Yeah, this is a surprise for us too. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Good morning. I just love your podcast and I follow both of you on social media. I have been going through some personal shit lately and listening to your podcast gives me the joy I continue to look for. I have been going back and forth on whether or not I wanted to tell you about this never thought I'd moment I had with my 11-year-old son the other day. Anyways, I know you two will get a kick out of this moment because as soon as I said it, I was like, shit, there it is. That moment of never thought I would say this. A couple of days ago, my son wanted to help me make dinner. I told him he could and made him get ready to help me make dinner, such as washing his hands and all that kind of stuff. Anyways, we were making dinner and all of a sudden I looked over and he is grabbing at his penis on the outside of his pants. I told him to go wash his hands again before coming to help me. I know you both aren't boy moms, but I swear some days they think that the thing is going to run away if they don't touch it every few seconds. Anyways, it happened like one more time or such, and each time I said, stop touching your penis and go wash your hands. I told him to get away from the stove, and he was like, why can't I help you make dinner? I responded with, if you want to help me make dinner, then you can't keep grabbing your penis. Anyways, that is something I never thought I would have to say. Thank you for reading this, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Also, you both are great, and I have so much on my mind that I didn't think it was even possible to laugh as much as I do by listening to you. From emotionally drained, tired, and stressed out mom. And I think that's our new favorite hashtag is hashtag if you want to help me make dinner, then you can't keep grabbing your penis.
I'm sure I'm going to have to say that to Dustin on Facebook.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that can apply to
my boyfriend.
Right. I actually used to say that to an ex of mine. I would be like, is it running away? Like, what's happening? Why do you have to hold on to it while we're watching TV? Is it
like
just
the Al Bundy but then, down the pants?
But then I got to say, I'm like, I know sometimes like I'll just kind of, you
hold
know,
your boobs.
Just hold
right.
the boobs.
We talked
like
about
sometimes
that
you just got to hold on to them. So it's all right. But if you want to help me make dinner, then you can't keep grabbing your pants. Okay. All right. Go for it.
All right. We have this one. So I just recently started listening.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We have Sabrina wrote an intro and I fucked it up. All right. So she said it's true. Sometimes people, you know, simply respect our opinions and they actually ask us for them when it comes to parenting.
Yes.
Although you guys maybe ask other people. I don't know. You listen to the show, right? We're really batting in 1,000 here. Anyway, this mom said this. So I just recently started listening to this podcast. I'm on episode 6 and I just love listening. Crack me up on my long early commutes to home and you keep me entertained on my way home. I know I'll be catching up on all the episodes eventually, but I have a question. Do you guys ever cover religion and how to discuss it with your children? My husband and I have different backgrounds regarding faith and how we were raised. I'm not a practicing Catholic anymore and disagree with most things strict Catholics. Like my parents preach, I want to raise our son to be open to religion, but also to believe what he wants. I'm trying to be sensitive to what my parents and sisters believe while explaining that not all aspects of their beliefs are shared by my husband and I. How do you discuss faith and religion with your kids? And have you already approached this topic?
My Instagram.
Don't go to her Instagram. Definitely no.
I am a non-religious person. I think that there's something bigger than us. Some not like a God. I mean, I'm just going to put my foot in my mouth here. But anyway, I believe in like some sort of universal something. Yeah. I mean, I certainly didn't make the sun come up this morning as much as I would like to think I did.
I did.
But yeah, I mean, you know, my younger daughter is half Jewish. Her dad is Jewish. So, but he's also an atheist. they are, you know, they light Hanukkah candles and sing the prayers and everything, but her dad is not necessarily practicing Judaism. Mm-hmm. So B likes to do the, you know, sort of ceremonial stuff. I like a good Christmas tree. Easter deviled eggs are my favorite.
Ooh.
For many reasons. No, but I don't think anyone would describe me as religious.
People,
In fact, they may say the opposite.
Right. I was religious. So I think I've talked about it before. I grew up in a conservative Jewish family. Like my parents kept kosher. My grandparents kept kosher. I went to a Jewish camp. I worked at the Jewish camp. I spent a lot of time going back and forth to Israel. My family lives in Israel for the most part now, other than my dad. My ex-husband converted to Judaism, but he's non-practicing. My kids have never been in a synagogue. I do all cultural things Jewish, like we have Shabbat and all the holidays, and I cook and I talk to them about universe and stuff like that. But my older sister is an Orthodox Jew who lives in the West Bank, so we don't see eye to eye even on that. And she has 10 children, and she, you know, wears the shade all the wig that you wear, and she, you know, head to toe. This is not anything that I subscribe to, and my kids know that. So I've just taught them like what different religions there are, what people, you know, practice, and how we just try to respect everybody's religion and their boundaries. And it's not the choices that we've made, but they're entitled right. to their beliefs there.
Right.
And honestly, that seems to solve it. You know, they haven't really been around I don't even know if they've ever met my older sister, honestly, which isn't a shocker. But they've been around my mom and my stepdad, who are also still religious. And mm-hmm. my dad and my stepmom are also yeah. religious.
So, I mean, they're exposed to. They're my older daughter goes to a Lutheran. I think it's Lutheran. Oh, wow. That's really sad. Emmanuel Lutheran, a Lutheran private school, but isn't necessarily religious, you know.
Right.
So
they just,
you know,
respect the things.
Right.
That
just don't
they
be.
Do
I just don't
there.
Be an asshole. Right. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, you keep your religion there, and I'll keep my thing, and we everybody gets along, and we're all good.
And you know, I would also just say, like, when I'm with my parents and they keep kosher, I'm like, hey, in front of them, like, if it's in their house on their turf,
right. If
yes,
it's, yeah,
we're gonna
exactly.
do it. In a restaurant, you do what
and
you
I,
need.
Look, I will be respectful of stuff. I understand what you know what it means to people. So I'm, you know, right. I'm cool about it, but then, you know, I have my boundary.
Yeah, I'm That's not right. showing up in a tank top to my sister's house, although I've really wanted to in the past.
Well, now that we've lost half our listeners, no, this is producer Sabrina's favorite fan email, and here we go. First, I wanted to say how much I love your show, so much so that my first thought after this incident occurred was to send it in to you guys. So here's my never thought I'd. I never thought I would have to say to my son, yes, daddy took his penis off for a while. He'll put it back on later. Oh, I've heard this song. Detachable penis. Okay. Butthole Surfers, if anybody doesn't remember that song. So my husband and I have some toys that we like to use when we get to have our adult time. One of those toys is a very realistic looking dildo. Oh, boy. It was sitting on our bathroom counter drying off.
Oh, no.
As they need to.
Yep.
And my 4-year-old burst through the door and he yelled, Mommy, is that your penis? To which I responded, No, buddy. Mommy doesn't have a penis. Knowing that his daddy does have a penis, he assumed it was his and questioned me on why he took it off. So now my son thinks that penises are removable and I'm sure I'll catch him trying to remove his own in the near future.
Oh. I want a detachable penis.
You can get those. They're,
well,
you know.
No, I mean, like, just to be like the real one, just to be like, boop, it's on, boop, it's off. Like, that'd be awesome. Just to have it sometimes, but not all the time. I would like that. Oh, King, yeah, and King Missile.
Oh, they didn't.
King
no.
Missile.
King
yeah,
Missile.
Right.
Oh.
That was that song. Also,
that's
like
right.
King Missile.
Who did, was it? Yes, yes, yes. Okay,
I was talking about King Missile the other day because I love the song Muffy.
Yeah.
I love that song. Anyway.
Wow. Now I'm thinking is all the times that I've referenced that joke, which have been probably more than I'd like to admit.
Wow.
And that I thought it was Butthole Surfers. But I feel like detachable penis and Butthole Surfers just naturally go together. So.
Well, depending on what you're into, then sure. Absolutely. Oh, she
oh
just,
boy. Wow. So
she was just totally looking at me because of one of my exes. I don't care. I'll fucking say it.
I wasn't. Actually, I didn't even think about it until right now. So I'm glad you reminded me of that, Celia, and shared it with everyone. Fucking A, man. Wow.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay. I can't even fucking think now.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
If you're anything like us, you want to win that best gift giver ever title for the holiday season. I know I want that. And we've got a secret source for that, and it's Uncommon Goods.
Yeah, Uncommon Goods has just right gifts for all your loves and likes. I mean, we're talking moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, mm-hmm. your one and only.
Yes, besties.
Maybe those people are the same thing. I don't know.
And it's not stuff that you can find just anywhere. Uncommon Goods has unique and creative gifts, often handmade by independent artists and makers. And they have gift guides to help you match the right gift to the right person, which, oh my gosh, that helped so much. Just put in boyfriend. And you know what? List of stuff came up.
Some great gifts. Yeah, I love picking out great gifts and things that are really unique and something that you can't find everywhere. So I have obviously been through their website and, oh my gosh, I ordered the girls some things and some really cute astrology socks so that they each get their own ones and some pretty little jewelry that has their birthstone in it, but like really cool, creative, interesting stuff.
Yeah, you can often have things monogrammed. It's amazing. And, you know, who knows what holiday shopping will look like this season, and the unique gifts at Uncommon Goods can sell out fast. So shop now and get it taken care of early.
Yeah, Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere.
Uncommon Goods also offers uncommon experiences. Choose from live online classes in mixology or cooking, flower arranging, embroidery, and more from the handpicked artists and experts.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice, which I love because I always like knowing that my money is being used to make a difference. And, you know, I say shop good, do good.
Absolutely. To get 15% off of your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/say this. That's uncommongoods.com/say this for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we are all out of the ordinary. All right, the next email is pretty intense and a very long list of penis-centric. God, can that be the title of this episode? Penis-centric? Never thought I'd say this
it's,
moment.
It's
a lot of penis. I said vagina early on. I feel like it was just a counterbalance.
Okay.
You know, it was the yin to the wang.
I mean, this is obviously from a mom of two boys.
Yeah, though. So it says from two boys. Hello, you fucking badass bitches.
Oh, already, that is.
You're our best friend.
Yes, hello.
My parenting stats are my two boys, ages 8 and 6. Holy God.
Remember when we used to share our parenting stats?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I feel like at this point people know.
If they don't, you know what? It's all right. I officially adopted them a little over 3 years ago, but I've been in their lives since the day my oldest was born. He was born on drugs. You're amazing. Baby. The boys and I call ourselves the Three Musketeers. It's just the three of us. I cannot thank you two enough for the laughs and brightness you bring to my days. I have listened for a long time, and I'm currently going back and binge listening again. You two are what gets me through my days and helps me hold on a little longer. Last year, I had back-to-back surgeries and have had a ton of medical shit and issues going on since then, rendering me unable to work. The past few weeks, I've fallen into such a deep depression, not like any time before. I wanted to quit and give up. I mean it when I say that you guys are saving me and helping me stay here. Aww. Mm-hmm. And we're glad that you are. Emotional bullshit.
Yep. Right, yeah. See, she is our best friend. Totally. She starts off with fucking badass bitches and it's like, ew, feelings.
Yeah, feelings. Right. I was just thinking that. Anyway, on to the good stuff. I literally could write a book on all the never thought I'd. Okay. Tell them we don't flush bread down the toilet. We were getting rid of the gross bread, Mom. They meant wheat bread. The wheat bread I have never even tried to make them eat.
They were flushing perfectly good wheat bread down the toilet? Wow. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. This is fucking, I'm sorry. No, your penis can't hula hoop.
He was doing the helicopter with a bracelet
That's
on it.
What you would
That's
do
what
if
I
you
would
had
do.
A penis. She always says that she would just want to. To helicopter just fucking, it.
I mean,
she's like, Shodi's looking all wide-eyed, like, oh my God, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Obviously, it's like any dude, it's you just want to know, right? I just want to know what that's, like, I know what it's like to do that. I mean, I can get the tassels going in different directions if I really tried for it, but I just want to know what's it like on the lower half.
Just rub it in, why don't you? She's like,
that's
I need to
what
tap
he
it in.
Said.
My boobs move.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, my boobs do not move. No, you don't have a butt.
No,
I don't have a butt on my chest. He asked if I had a butt on my chest because I have a huge rack.
Wait, it has a huge. It has oh, 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 because.
Where are my extra boobies? Oh my God.
It's what they call my bras, and they put them on themselves backwards, cups on the shoulder blades, and run around because they have wings.
Oh.
Amazing.
You don't dare. We don't dare our younger brother to touch the poop in the toilet. We don't do the stupid shit our big brother told us to. Hey, I've actually had to say something very similar to girls, if it makes
oh,
me feel better.
Oh, wow. We do not have our cousin come with us to the bathroom at school to check our asshole for us to make sure you wiped good enough. Oh my God. You know what though? Here's what I have to say to that. I'm proud that those boys are even worrying about that because yes! I will say most boys I feel like do not.
No, although Dustin just got a bidet and let me tell you, he might live on
it. Oh my God. I don't even recall what I said to this one. Probably what the fuck, although I was a bit impressed. I walked by the bathroom. My oldest was balancing on the hoverboard, playing his iPod and peeing at the same iPad and peeing at the same time. Like for fucking real kids, stop, pee, then continue on with your activities. That
on
is,
a hoverboard.
He's got a future in Cirque du Soleil, I'm just saying.
Or like the remake of Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is now. I'm going to hover in, pee on my iPad, my IP.
You're going to do it?
No.
You're if on your IP? Listen, if you could
I
do
might.
That,
I, can you have you ever seen me on a hoverboard? I fucking nearly eat it. Here's more from this. This is all from the same mom, person. By the way, which is amazing. It was right after Halloween and I was in the bathroom. This was back in the day when I could lock the door. I gave up on that shit a long time ago. It's not like I got the privacy. Anyways, anyway, he slid a full-size chocolate bar under the door, asked me to open it for him and slide it back. She said, fuck no. Now I'm going to eat that.
Yes, yep. I love you. All right, we also have no, you cannot climb on the roof to jump off and see if it will work as a parachute. It fucking won't.
I mean, I get it. I always thought that as a kid too. I thought if I jumped off a high, like a little thing with an umbrella, that maybe I'd float down like Mary Poppins.
I told you my sister wanted to be a bird. She split her chin open like 4 different times because she kept jumping off shit and flapping her arms.
I mean,
so it is just a kid thing.
Oh.
Oh, only one person can shit on the toilet at a time. I walked in to discover them both sitting on the toilet, one in front of the other, pooping at the same time.
I just can't even fathom that.
Oh my God.
That no, I'm in fact not a murderer to every person we meet. I just accidentally fried the damn fish with too hot of water when I cleaned the bowl. Oh yeah. I've had that too. Yeah, hey, she killed my fish. That I would get yelled at for choosing the wrong stuffed animal when they asked me which one of theirs is my favorite.
Oh my God.
I can relate to that. Yeah, which one do you like the best? I like that. No!
That I would learn so many random facts and making up so many random facts when I don't know isn't a good enough reason. The furthest anyone has gotten to the center of the earth is 7 miles and it took 20 years.
That kind of shit. Right.
Oh my God, I love you. I'm serious.
She said, I need sperm and money and I don't have either. They constantly ask me for a baby and sorry to say, boys, but the answer is a big fucking hell no.
Oh my God, and her answer is, I need sperm and money and I don't have either.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Thank you. That was so
thank you for
funny.
That list. I always thought it would be more difficult. Well, I always thought girls have their own set of problems, but boys really, really do too. And they're very gross.
I kind of can't believe my sister and I never tried to take a shit at the same time. Like, honestly, all the things like the dumb.
Wow.
Well, we shit in the basement. Like, you'd think we would have done tried that.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
Listen, you were an only child. You don't know. Your siblings and you do stupid shit together.
But not like that. This is
kind of.
Oh my God.
Kind of like that.
I don't even understand. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, this listener letter shouts out one of the season's wildest show topics with our MILF-mobile mom. She says, I just listened to the episode where you talked about the main mama's MILF-mobile, and I got a few feelings. First off, I grew up and have lived in Maine for almost all of my 36 years, minus 10 for school and my first job in New York City. I'm neither for nor against this topic. I just found it interesting and funny. I was surprised when listening to the gesticulating episode because just the day before, my partner and I were out and about and saw a license plate that read, fuck yeah.
Oh.
I said, wait, is that allowed? I thought I had heard the DMV wouldn't allow swears over vulgarity on license plates. And then I listened to your episode and it was just serendipitous. I was also curious why I hadn't heard about Brittany Glidden. I mean, the whole state of Maine is practically a small town. When I looked it up, I was disappointed and not totally surprised to find that none of the major local news sources had reported on her story in particular. I was also surprised to hear that Maine's a topless state. In all my years here, I have never encountered anyone driving topless, but now I guess I'll have to keep my eyes out. Please do.
Yeah.
Thanks for
Send us a picture.
No, I don't think that's illegal. For bringing all that to my attention. I didn't think that I was sheltered, but apparently news right from my backyard has to travel all the way to LA to get back to me here in Maine. Thanks for your podcasting. You keep me sane at my boring desk job. Yeah, I would think fuck yeah would be like you couldn't do it.
I would think more people were driving topless in Maine and if it's a topless state.
Maybe they didn't know. Maybe that was our entire purpose, was to share the word that Maine is a topless state.
I would
state.
Do it Everyone, at least one time, just to say I have.
For sure.
Especially if it was like really hot and muggy out, which it gets
Oh my God,
East Coast.
Absolutely. So this next one of the best things about doing Never Thought I'd Say This is the community that we have amongst parents who just feel like they're doing their best. Because really, that's all we're trying to do. And that's what this entire show is based on. But, you know, we're all trying to just do our best together. And if you forget it, just tune in and we will remind you that you're not alone.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
And we'll keep fucking up. We swear to God.
Exactly.
You want me to do this one?
Yeah, you do this
one. All right. We got Dear Jody and Celia, brand new to your podcast after listening to Jody chat with the girls on Lady to Lady recently.
Oh, fantastic.
Aw, shout out to Exactly Right Podcasting.
Yay.
I am a mom to 8 kids. Holy fuck. Sorry, that was me saying the holy fuck. Ages 15 to 5.
Yeah, that was not in. She it wasn't in the there. Mom just, wasn't surprised that she. Right.
Fuck. Left my old suffocating religion behind after my last was born, got on birth control and said, fucking enough. I have never written into a podcast before, but I have screamed at my children while naked. Yes!
Woohoo! Naked screaming.
You make me feel so validated and like the shit that I've done and said doesn't make me a terrible mom.
It does not.
It does not. Like the looks on my friends' faces when I fess up about something awful that went down. I've definitely struggled with PPD. I'm so sorry. Don't like summer vacation. And tomorrow, all of my dear sweet children get handed back to their wonderful teachers. Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you for sharing your lives in such a real and honest way. Love you both already and can't wait to binge the next 80 episodes. XO from Saskatchewan, Canada. I love saying Saskatchewan.
Right?
I really do. Yeah.
It just reminds me of Sasquatch. Sasquatch, Canada. Sasquatchian, Canada. I don't know. I don't even know. It's the penultimate show. I'm losing my mind.
Jeez.
No, but seriously, like reading letters like that, it makes all of our stupid stories and all of our parenting fails and the fact that we share them and kind of like, you know, let our secrets out of the closet.
Like big time.
Like
sometimes.
Big time sometimes. Yeah. It makes it all worth it because that's why we do this is to make other parents and moms and dads and caretakers feel like, hey, guess what? We're all just doing our best. Yes, kids are assholes. Sometimes we're assholes and like just, you know, keep killing the parenting game and don't kill your kids.
Well, and you know what? We also have like kid listeners or teen listeners who have written to say like, we understand our parents a lot more and what we sound like to them.
Yeah.
I love that.
I really do too.
I mean, not our kids. They don't care, but the other kids.
You know that I have to travel all the time for work.
I know.
And you know how I absolutely despise packing.
You're terrible at it.
Well, I overpack, right? Yes. So I always take way too much stuff. But one of the things that I love is my away bag.
It's the best.
It is the best. It keeps me super organized. It's got so much room and I can carry it on. It's absolutely fantastic. And I mean, you can have a dream destination, but still have a trip that's a nightmare if you don't pack right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because one of the things that can make or break a trip is the luggage you use. I mean, have you ever had luggage collapse on you while traveling?
Like I have.
Have it crack
or
completely just fall apart? Yeah, not good.
No, it's terrible. And that's why whenever I travel, I always pack my belongings in Away's suitcases. Away is a modern lifestyle brand that creates thoughtful products for every traveler and every kind of trip.
So true. I mean, they started with the perfect suitcase that's crafted with features to make travel even more seamless. And now when travel looks completely different than it has before and it's all even more stressful, I can count on Away's range of suitcases, bags, and accessories whenever I have to go on a trip. And sometimes that's pretty often.
And whether your next trip is to your dream vacation to the Bahamas or a trip to the corner store, a weekend away, or an extended trip with friends and family, you know, we're all navigating this evolving landscape of travel. And no matter what your destination or style, Away suitcases, bags, and accessories all come in a variety of colors, sizes, materials to suit your needs and inspire future adventures.
Oh, yeah. Don't I know it? I mean, Away suitcases are next level travel essentials because the 360 spinner wheels.
Oh, amazing.
I have schlepped and dragged all different kinds of suitcases through airports. And sometimes I can just kind of keep it along with me. And like, if I need to, it'll just kind of spin on its own right next to me. Like, it is the easiest wheels. It goes wherever I go. It's easy to get in and out of bathroom stalls, which I know sounds ridiculous, but my God, when you're traveling, that is actually something you really have to think about. And their TSA-approved combination lock keeps all of your stuff safe. Mm-hmm. So you can lock it up. It stays safe in there. And they're available in different materials like polycarbonate, aluminum, and durable nylon, as well in a variety of colors and sizes, which we have matching. A few different colors. Well, you and I have matching ones, and then Mescal and I have some different ones, and the kids have one so that we all can stay organized and know whose bag is who.
Oh, I love that.
I was going to say that not only that, but Away products are designed to last a lifetime. Mm-hmm. So if any part of your suitcase breaks, Away's standout customer service team will arrange to have it fixed or replaced.
Plus, there's a 100-day trial on everything Away makes, so take your Away suitcase out on the road, live with it, travel with it, even get lost with it for like 100 days. And if you decide it's not for you, you can return any non-personalized item for a full refund during that time period. No ifs, ands, or asterisks.
All that, and Away also offers free shipping and returns on any order within the contiguous US, UK, Europe, and Canada. So start your 100-day trial and shop the entire Away lineup of travel essentials, including their best-selling suitcases, at awaytravel.com/say this. That's awaytravel.com/say this. I'm going to read this one to you because this next listener email shouts out Celia for her opinions on the mom who makes 10 lunches every day.
Oh.
Too much mess, too much work, too much crummies. But by the way, I follow her.
So do I.
Doherty Dozen.
Yep.
She is so rad.
Totally.
I just.
So badass.
Plan my life, please.
I know.
Okay. So this listener says, you guys are wonderful. Celia Behar, thank you. You are not the only one. I don't have kids yet, but I've watched my nieces and nephews, and watching the video of the 10 children, I would freak out over how many dishes, knives, and whatever else that would make a mess. Mm-hmm. That's the true anxiety part of it. I'd probably need a Xanax after making lunch for 10 kids.
Oh my.
Love you guys. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it does. If you don't follow her though, like follow her. She really is like, She's
killing so
it.
Amazing.
She has like a whole plan.
I know.
Every day she writes it out at like 5 a.m. She gets up, has her coffee, and she's like, here's what we do for the day. And I love her little charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, but she calls them something.
Oh, right. Yeah. The kits.
Or something. But like her plates she does. And they're like, you know,
it's crazy.
It's all
like
kid friendly stuff.
Too.
But like
everything she does, all
she
her
just
videos
lays
are,
it
like,
out
gorgeous.
For a snack and they come snack and like graze. Amazing.
I just lay it out on my floor and cry.
Right.
I
just lay down on my floor and cry. Right.
I'll read this one.
All right.
Here, I will say, I know what this one is. And I'm just going to say that when this is my never thought I'd of this. That
okay.
That this would ever happen. It was also very scary.
Oh, yes. I remember. I know this one. Yes.
We kid that the Never Nation is 7 loyal listeners, but never did we ever think we'd get an email where 2 listeners found each other by quoting Celia.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a never thought for me too.
We are connecting Never Nationers in the world.
Yeah, but let's discuss why now.
Okay, well here we go.
Hi, Jody and Celia. My name is Rhea, and I'm one of your 7 loyal listeners since day one. Today, I have a fantastic story for you about finding another loyal Never Nationer. I work in the fast food industry as I am still in school. Today, I was dealing with a particularly annoying woman who kept screaming at me for just doing my job. It got so bad to the point where I had to physically step away for my own safety let my manager take over. After stepping away, I went to the next person in line and greeted them. The woman leans over to me after the rude woman left screaming that she was going to sue us and said, I don't know how you have that kind of patience, but I applaud you. If I were in your shoes, I swear to God, I would have cunted that bitch. This is my mark on the world, people.
Here you go.
like that. I laughed and said, did you just quote Celia Behar? She laughed and said, wait, are you another loyal Never Nationer? We laughed for some time as I made her food and we both discussed some of our favorite quotes from the two of you, such as, don't make me cunt a bitch, scratch and stiff Snickers.
Scratch and stiff Snickers, yeah.
I couldn't talk. And of course, everything that Celia has said while intoxicated. You're welcome. Anyway, just wanted to tell you this hilarious story and tell you both how much we love and appreciate you guys.
Yes. That was so cool.
That's so awesome.
And also that, like, they quoted you. I mean,
I asked where they were from, by the way, and they're somewhere in, like, New Hampshire, I think.
Oh my God. Like, I love this. Yeah. I love this. Bizarre. That is spreading its way across the world.
I wish we could get away with making merch that said cunt a bitch. We really can't.
We really, I know.
But I will say this, Jody and Joan and Gemma, who are two of our fans who we've become real good friends with, made me a t-shirt on my birthday that says that. They had it done with effing birds.
With effing birds, yes. Aaron Reynolds, thank you so much.
He's amazing. And I wrote him after this and said, you might get requests from it at some point. And he was like, great. So if for any reason you want to, please... Right. Go follow Please effing go, birds.
Yeah, it's EFFINBIRDS. I actually helped. I wrote the
intro of the
just a quick little blurb like on the cover or whatever, because I've followed effing birds forever and I fucking love them.
Yeah, you got me into them. He's amazing.
Aaron Reynolds is so funny.
He's so
it's great. Anyway, we're glad that we're bringing people together in the world to
not cunt bitches.
Right. Exactly. Good job.
Right.
As working moms, there's nothing that we relate to more than balancing everything and feeling like we're just not doing a great job of it.
Yeah.
So we definitely relate to this listener who is done with doing homework. Hi, ladies. I just finished your latest podcast, Mental Sticky Notes, and I wanted to weigh in on homework. I have 3 boys, 9, almost 7, and almost 5, and this is the first year I have 2 kids with nightly homework. It sucks. My kids do sports. This year, they're doing fall baseball instead of soccer. They wrestle in the winter and baseball in the spring. Additionally, they do 4-H. My oldest just started doing this musical ensemble they offer 4th and 5th graders, and then swim lessons for all 3.
Jesus.
I feel that pain. The 2 school-age kiddos were begging to try scouts this year, but we finally told them it was enough, and if they wanted to do scouts, we'd have to give up something else. There just aren't enough hours in the day. They chose to stick with what we've been doing, and my husband isn't always the most help with homework, mainly because he tends to manage the sports side of things. He's more athletic than me and coaches some teams and helps out when needed on the others. I'm always grateful for those parents that step in and do that because I do not.
Yeah, it's hard.
But this year he started to help, mainly because I can't always read with one while trying to explain the math problem to another. I completely understand with my first grader working on practicing sight words and reading one-on-one to improve those skills. I completely understand having my oldest read a chapter book for 20 minutes and when he completes it, taking an AR test on it to work on his reading comprehension. I love when they have projects that they have to make creatively and have more than one night to do them, which... strangely enough, it never seems that my children do it. Always seems like these huge projects are due the day before. Wow.
So weird.
Yeah, strange. Mm-hmm. So that they can further explore something that they learned in class. I hate when they have to come home, log on some website like iReady, watch a video that they cannot ask their teacher questions on, and take like a 3-question quiz on after. Mm-hmm. See, I love that shit because it's like so easy, simple. Like the creatives, I'm like, this is too much. There's too. I give me a nice, neat little list.
You know how I feel about crafts, so.
Glitter. The reader continues, I hate that my oldest that has sometimes struggled in math now has a nightly math workbook to do that is like 15 random concept math questions, like one multiplication question, one fraction question, a division problem with a remainder, a geometry question, etc. And the teacher hasn't necessarily gone over those concepts before, and she doesn't go over them, just gives them the right answers the next day, and they get tested weekly on it. Yeah, no, fuck that.
No.
At the beginning of the year, she told us it was all review, but it's not. I don't know if the kids are behind because of COVID and their educational interruptions from it or what. Yes. I've talked to several other parents, and they have the same feelings I do on this stupid workbook. I agree.
Yes.
That's just my own personal interjection. There have been so many tears shed in our house over it between him and me, and I hate that I can't always figure out the way to explain it to make it easier for him to learn. I truly think that the only thing that will come out of this workbook is to cement his hatred for math. I'm sorry for the long email. As you can tell, this has been festering a bit this first month of school. I love your podcast. It makes me feel better to hear other moms struggling like me. Yes, and yes. Also, I hate homework. Also,
so much.
My kids hate homework, apparently, judging from some of their grades. But like, it's just, and it's impossible. And like
the math got,
and the way that we learned how to do it is so different.
Yep. The math is different. I can't help with the math. And I was bad at math before. Like,
it was, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. Disaster. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I can't.
I Google things like when I've had to, but most
it's
of the time,
so
I'm like,
frustrating.
Sorry.
And then the kids get frustrated. And then I'm trying to calm their frustration, but I'm frustrating them more because I'm explaining it in a way that they've never heard.
Right. And then so, we all cry and I'm like, let's have cookies.
Right. I like that plan. So yeah, moms out there, just skip right to the cookies. Okay. This next parent definitely wants us to talk about masturbating on the air. So here we go.
You can take this one. I threw my vagina out there early on. So I figure, fuck it. I'll just, you know, take it. Why not?
Wow. You threw your vagina out there early on. That's all I have to say.
I was looking dead at you as I said it to be like, go with
it. That made me uncomfortable. Okay.
I didn't throw it at you. Okay. Anyway. Hi, ladies.
Wow.
Sabrina just said.
She was like, you guys, calm down. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Hi, ladies. Such a fan. Such a fun show you have. I listen regularly when I go for my walks through my neighborhood. Topic request, masturbating.
Okay.
All right. Great. Cool. We actually have never talked about it. And
we have.
Not really. We dance around it.
I mean, we've talked about it maybe, but not on the. Okay.
I know. I finish this, I'm just going to say good moms, bad choices. If ever you want to actually really good commentary on masturbation and self-care, Good Moms, Bad Choices, which is another podcast. We love them. Go check them
amazing.
Out. They actually talk about it a lot. We'll try. My wife and I are on such different pages with this. I feel it's healthy. She just won't talk about it. Me personally, I think it's healthy for both men and women. It's not just a guy thing. Is it just me or is it normal for women not to talk about this or explore it? Genuinely curious. Thanks so much.
I think, and I will say this, it's taboo for us because it falls under the same sort of umbrella as like going to the bathroom. See, yeah. I can't even say it. I won't say
pooping.
It.
We talked about this the other day.
I know.
Oh my God. And then anyway, comedy show, she like makes a poop joke and it's about me. I'm like, fuck you.
Was just on the fly, by the way.
It was a true story, which was even funnier.
But as far as like masturbation, like in my personal life, I talk about it. It's fine.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Yeah.
Do you talk about it with your kids? Have you ever?
Yeah. Didn't we have an episode about this where the remote kept disappearing?
Right. And Lulu has made certain comments, which I have a whole other story.
Cool. Yeah, that's great. No problem. Please go in your room and do it. Like, shut the door.
Whatever.
I'll knock. It's all good. Like, have fun. And we talked about it. We actually did talk about it on the show with Alex Mappa.
Yes, that's true.
We had a whole conversation with it.
About kids.
But as far as us talking about it, I mean,
I masturbate. I don't have a problem saying that. I will say jerk off, though. I like it better.
I don't care.
Yeah. I just like, whatever. I don't give a shit. Because it's so technical. We don't have like a term. Like, you guys can say jerk off. Like,
I thought it was like rub one out.
They could say that too.
We're all rubbing.
There.
Whatever. Entertain yourself. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Here's the deal. You're stressed.
Self-care.
You've got 5 minutes. Go fucking make it. Turn the shower on. Turn the bathtub on. Go, you know, handle your biz and then go take a nice relaxing bathtub.
I will tell you this. That's in the mom group that I run.
I think it's silly that people freak out.
It's true. And we had two times where something happened where moms were like, holy shit. Once was on a plane where her overhead luggage went in and it just tilted the wrong way and the vibrator went off.
Oh, I had that happen in the lobby of a hotel.
I remember when you had it happen.
Yeah,
it happened.
And I was like, and they were like, oh, we'll help you. I was like, don't touch it. Time.
I remember that. That was fucking awesome. Like, you called me.
Like, the whole bag was vibrating and they were going to put it in the cab, like to take it out to the car out on this trip in Mexico. Yep. And they were like, oh, something's going off in your bag.
That
I was like, I'll get it. And they're like, and I'm having to open it in the, and it, by the way, is like a small lobby. Like, it was not even a lobby. It was like a tiny little boutique hotel. So it was like the two front desk workers, me and my boyfriend. And I can hear it and feel the bag vibrating. And I'm like, oh my God. And I don't think Mescal was necessarily paying attention. He was like on his phone, whatever, waiting for them to do something. And I'm like panicking, right? Because I'm like, how am I going to turn it off without pulling it out?
See, that's when you just pull it out. I was laughing. So you called me from the bathroom.
I did. Like, I was like, I just had my vibrator going off my bed. Yeah. Yeah. And then I had to tell Mescal about it. He was like, oh my God.
I mean, you know.
Always think about that. Now I have to insulate it when I packed. There's no way to
pop the battery out.
No, it's like a plug-in. It's a plug-in kind. Fancy. Well, I mean, you know. Yeah, I've now taken to wrapping it in like
bubble wraps.
Something that won't push the on button.
It's like a little present to yourself once you get there.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so there's your masturbation talk. Yeah,
it is taboo, and I don't know. And I don't know why it's stupid.
So here, let's see. Let's go. Fuck it. Okay. Becoming a part of the Never Thought I'd Say This fam is sort of like this weird realization that kind of goes off in your own head. And it certainly seems like it from this dad. Also, I love that we're getting letters from dads. Yeah. Hi to all of our dads out there. We know we do talk about being moms and single moms a lot just because that's what we are. But we know that we have dads out there to listen, and we fucking love you guys too.
We'll get more dads on next season.
Yes, we will. All right, here we go. Hey, Jody and Celia. I learned of your podcast when Jody was a guest on Steve-O's Wild Ride podcast, which was so much fun. Been a fan of Jody since Full House, so I thought I would give your podcast a shot. I just finished the first season, and it was the greatest decision I have ever made. Fuck yeah. That was me. I said fuck yeah. yours is the best one I've listened to because I relate to it so much, being a dad of two girls that are 4 and 7. My girls are so opposite. I started making a list, and my sister-in-law told me to keep going with it, and now I have 3 pages.
Oh, my God.
My 4-year-old is the girly girl that only wears dresses and skirts with lipstick. My 7-year-old is a tomboy, which might be my fault. No fault. That's great. She's awesome. I have a couple stories to share with you both. So the first is when we just had our first daughter, and I have never changed a diaper before her. I learned very quickly not to stand downwind from her. Oh, my God.
I just read ahead a little bit.
Okay, I did too.
Okay.
When I had her diaper off before wiping her butt, she sneezed and shit flew in my mouth, my hair, my clothes, and all over the hardwood floor. Oh, wow. Sir, I am so sorry.
The joke, we've
talked about it before, like the kids, you lift their little butt to change the diaper, and it shot across the room, like 8 feet. Okay. After that, I protected myself and kept her covered. Second story is when my oldest was around 4 years old and she was sick. So I took her to the doctor. We waited back in one of the rooms for an hour waiting on the doctor to come. After waiting that long, we both had to pee. We went into a single toilet bathroom. Keep in mind, she had never seen me pee before.
Oh, no.
I let her pee first. Then after she was done, I had her stand against the wall behind me. So I turn around and face the toilet, then start peeing. A few seconds go by, and then I hear, "Daddy, how are you doing that? Is it magic?"
Yes.
I hear that and start laughing so hard that the nurse asked if everything was okay. I had to tell the nurse what happened. 2 things I never thought I would say. The first is to my oldest. Stop humping your stuffies. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of humping. She went through a period from the ages of 3 to 4 where she would hump all of her stuffed animals. Totally. Yep. I would catch her on the baby monitor in her bed, on the couch, and in the living room, on the living room floor. Been there. Yep. The second is to my youngest, and it's recent. At the age of 4 years old, put your dress down. Stop putting it over your head. Nobody wants to see your JoJo Siwa and Paw Patrol underwear.
I thought you were...
For whatever reason, she keeps pulling your dress over her head. You both are the best and keep killing the podcast parenting fails. Your stories are the best and make me have a good laugh. P.S. Feel free to share this on the podcast.
Hold on.
What?
When you read that at first and he was like, no one wants to see your JoJo Siwa, I was like, that's what he calls his...
Oh my God!
I'm sorry, JoJo.
Oh, JoJo, I'm sorry. I she's so sweet, and that no one ever. We don't want to.
That's sorry,
but that's. But I get it.
That's what.
No one wants. I mean, that kind of. Nobody wants to see your JoJo Siwa and your Paw Patrol underwear.
That's what I read it as. I'm sorry.
Also, is there a line of JoJo Siwa and Paw Patrol underwear? There are they on the same one?
She's right. JoJo Siwa's riding a Paw Patrol.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, God.
My kids used to do that too. Just like the dress over. I'm like, what do you, dad, here's what I will tell you to invest in. Play shorts. They sell them at like Target, Walmart, online, Amazon. They're little shorts that they're like little spandex things that just go right under
everything.
Yep. And they're the best thing ever. And then girls, you know, don't feel bad if they go want to play on the monkey bars or whatever. Yeah.
My 10-year-old still
they're
wears those.
Great.
Yep, Lou still has play shorts. Well, she also still wears a size 5. One of the best things about this podcast, other than getting to do it with my best friend, that's what I'm saying, is the feedback that we get from parents. And you know what? Here we go. Ready?
I am ready.
All right. Hello, Jody and Celia.
I hope all is well. I recently came across your podcast and I absolutely love the relatable space that both of you have created for mothers trying to kill the parenting game amidst the chaos with their kids. I would love to have the opportunity to share a guest idea with you that I feel like would be a great fit on your wonderful podcast. Oh, I feel like this would be something that would be of interest to you and your audience as she relates to parenting, just like we do with our listeners. So if you're a mom that sometimes feels like a hot mess, oh, hi, me, burns dinners, yes, also me, serves frozen waffles for breakfast.
They're That's lucky a luxury.
Get that, yeah. Sometimes you just can't seem to get things right, then you're not alone. Oh, okay, so someone named Lauren Venna, who's a local children's author. This is what someone's suggesting to us.
Okay.
And we're going to look into that.
Yes.
And she's got a book out, My Mom, The Best Mom Ever. It's a book that families can enjoy today and contains humor for all ages. Well, we always need that. And emphasizes unconditional love that reminds us that perfection does not exist. Well, yeah, it does seem like she might be the perfect person for us.
Yeah.
So we're going to look into that.
Yeah. She emphasizes how confidence, self-love, and a little self-care can make it that much easier. A spotlight on Never Thought I'd Say This would be such a great way of inspiring mothers and helping them balance it all, no matter how crazy life is. And I always love promoting authors, children's authors, mom authors, all of that stuff. I had posted about one too the other day, Slothy Wants Coffee.
Yep, I saw that. It was very cute.
I feel awful. I don't have the book right in front of me, so I can't think of her name. But check out Slothy Wants Coffee. It's written by a mom and her young son who's 9 years old, and they've traveled the world and done all the stuff. And That's while they so were cool. stuck at home during COVID, they wrote a book called Slothy Wants Coffee about Slothy and all of his little travels finding the best coffee.
That's adorable. Oh.
Yes.
Nikki Pezzapane.
Yes, Nikki Pezzapane. Anyway, so always good recommending books on here.
I also want to say, because I came in this morning as I was coming over here, that we did get one last email that I was like, oh, too bad. I knew it was late. That thanked us both for the episode about co-parenting and bringing this up here.
Yeah.
And it was very nice to read. It was, I think that was a very vulnerable episode for all three of us because we cried in it. And like, right? I just remember saying to Dustin, I'm like, all of us cried in the podcast. And his response was, well, that sounds terrible. And right. I was like, fuck you. Right. Like, you know, it's still a show, right? Okay, shut up.
Right.
Anyway, dog murder.
and just doubling down. Okay. Doubling down. But yeah, that was, I feel like this was a lovely way to come up to the end of the season.
And I can't believe next week will be the last.
I mean, it makes me so happy. We've got moms, we've got dads, we've got adoptive moms, mm-hmm. we've got
kids,
we've got people that don't have kids.
Siblings, we have aunts, uncles have written us.
That are honestly writing in and listening to the
Grandmas,
show and
Joan.
And finding like some comfort and solace and humor in the absolute wild ride that is parenting. And I'm so honored. I mean, truly, truly, truly so honored that we get to Same. Do this podcast again, that I do get to share it with my best friend, because it's really awesome to get to do this with you. But I'm so glad that our fuck ups have brought joy to the world.
It's
so,
what we wanted, though, from the start. I mean, honestly, it's like why, you know, we wanted to do it. And it's why you were looking to do, you know, a mom podcast to begin with. And just so you guys know, like, this doesn't stop for us when we're off the air, so to speak. Like,
we don't stop parenting, strangely enough. We actually do this all year long.
I meant talking shit about our failures, asshole.
Oh, of course.
Like, we FaceTimed the other day and we both, like, I was having a day. She didn't even know it. She was having a day. I didn't know it. I picked up. I went, fuck. And she was like, dude.
Yeah.
And we started laughing and we told each other, like, what had gone wrong that day. And then we both just looked at each other, like, shrugged. And we're like, well, I got nothing.
That's it. I don't know what to do.
Okay. And then I was like, great. I'm going to go, like, cry in my bed. She was like, going to go pick up dinner. Bye.
Right.
Like,
yeah. That was it.
The fuck?
So now we usually do our Never Thought I'd Say This at the top of the show, but I think maybe...
I picked one earlier.
Perhaps we pick one of the... I'm. You know what? I'm going to pick that one too as a Never Thought I'd. I never thought that this show would be in its fourth season, crazy. Like the end of its fourth season, would be connecting people all over the world. We have Never Nation listeners all over the world. I never thought... I'd say that two listeners connected because of some asshole in a fast food restaurant and they quoted and said, are you quoting Celia Behar? Like, that
crazy
is so awesome.
Right. And right away, we're like, oh, you're a loyal Never Nationer.
Right. That's
stuck.
That's like that. My Favorite Murder, yeah. which we are obsessed with.
Yes.
When I even got to do something tangentially related to My Favorite Murder on with Lady to Lady podcast on Exactly Right. I was really stoked. I remember they had an episode where they talked about the first time that happened, where like,
yep,
two people were like, oh my God, you listened to My Favorite Murder too. And it is, it's such a joyful like thing for us, because it feels like the shit that we're talking about and is bringing people together. And that's really all that we ever wanted to do with this podcast, that and just have some place to vent and air our grievances. So this episode has gone a little bit long today. We're almost at an hour, but
Next season, by the way. I know.
There is going to be a next season. And also, this is not the last episode of the season.
It's not. It's just we're still getting you ready.
We're just getting you ready. And we realized that we had not done a fan mail episode yet this season. So we love you guys. You're amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for writing in. Please continue to do so, because I know that through the holidays, there will be many, many more Never Thought I'd Say This moments.
Oh, God. Can't
wait. And I just, we love you guys. If you want to find us anywhere on the internet, social media, check out at Never Thought I'd Say This on Instagram and all over the place.
Twitter, it's just never at Never Thought I'd.
Right. And you can also subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Never Thought I'd Say This, which is us just being totally ridiculous and don't, doing stunts. Yeah,
don't
and
watch it with your boyfriend if you were going to murder his dog.
Right. Or do if you're
like,
you want him to know.
Hit him.
Anyway, I'm at Jody Sweeten.
Yeah, you are.
On social media, I'm just letting people know where they can find us.
I don't know. You can find me at the Celia Behar.
Yep. And you guys, we love you. And remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.